Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on the 14th day of January 2018. It is my privilege and honor to be here for Him, for you, to build a bridge, that your blessings may be magnified and that you may even receive blessings you were not expecting, greater than you can imagine. It is my pleasure to offer this Sunday service for you every Sunday, rain or shine, peaceful or stormy, whatever the external conditions are, we seek peace in our heart and we seek union with God through our blessings from Christ. So, I would love to invite callers into our community right now to give me an idea of what you would like for your blessing or people you would like to put on your blessing list. We always take a blessing list before we start our call, and now is the time. Anthony, Tony, I see you're on the call. You're on.
Hey, Glenda, Happy New Year.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to you and everyone.
Thank you. a couple things. Our friends Tiger and Laura, they're still dealing with a lot of health issues, cancer, working on dealing with the challenges of stage 4 cancer.
Oh.
So we'll send them, just energy and love and blessings.
Yes.
To them. And also, I really want to acknowledge the value and the quality of the experience of your classes, your seminars. They're just really wonderful. They're a wonderful experience. And looking back at the whole sequence of the classes that you've done for the last couple of years, but especially what you did in the last year, it was really a wonderful experience, and it really beautifully illuminates the process of learning and understanding what Yeshua is sharing with all of us. Just very uplifting, and the discussions especially were just really wonderful. I just want to say thank you for that.
You're so welcome, and thank you for sharing your opinion with our community.
You bet.
You know, the inspiration for so many of the webinars actually starts in the blessings. Something that comes up or an opportunity that I'm given inside a blessing to see something that's needed, to see a place that we need to turn our hearts, our thoughts, or our lives. And I can see how Yeshua is just kind of cradling us in his hands, lifting us up a little bit. And I think, you know, I could elaborate on that just a little bit. And then it formulates into an idea and an idea into a presentation that has real substance.
Yeah. Well, especially the work I loved, the one on forgiveness was just so helpful, so fantastic. And then you followed that with The Only Way Out Is Up, and those went together so beautifully. And then through the whole year last year, but then when you got to the end and you're doing God's creative gift, helping to develop the artists and everyone. It just really all tied together beautifully, and helping to understand how that, what Yeshua taught about what motion, and understanding how we work with grace and with the flow of life, with the energy of life, it's really helpful. There's all sorts of practical things that come directly out of it. So
I'm so glad, Tony, and just wait till 2018. We're shaping up 2018 right now. So we're going to have 4 webinars in 2018 that will take it up a level higher, a level beyond. And when I say a level higher, I don't mean, I'm not suggesting anything elite or that prerequisites are required. It's just that in our human family, we are all growing every year. And we are all facing new challenges, new opportunities, new ideas, and new connections with one another. And all of this brings up questions and thoughts we haven't had before. And the great thing I have, the opportunity I have in working with Yeshua, is that he keeps me up on that and allows me to kind of ride the wave, if you will, of what's happening. And it just amazes me how he's moving that wave forward.
Yeah. It seems to be evolutionary, definitely.
Oh, it is. In fact, it is very evolutionary. The webinars that we all shared in 2017 could not have been offered in 2015.
Yeah.
We just weren't ready for them yet. We were still dealing with the aftershock of 2012 and what happened and what does it mean and how do we put together a new world, and we were still doing it with the old pieces. I heard a very interesting interview with a world-famous celebrity who is Jewish and grew up in the Kabbalistic tradition, and he was expressing the Jewish orientation toward the idea that God created everything, he, she, it, regardless of pronoun, God created everything and then seemingly was shattered into all the pieces of creation, and it was our duty to put God back together through the way we observed unity and through the way we practiced morality and ethics in living and how we built together a one body, a one heart attitude toward the world. For which then, of course, Yeshua was the great personification of this having been achieved. And I thought, wow, that is so true, but it is so much the old paradigm, because it's not where we are now. Yeshua came 2,000 years ago. He did that 2,000 years ago. Ever since then, it's been like the sock has been turned inside out. And now we are into taking the basic unity we are as brothers and sisters in God, in Christ, in humanity, and expanding the envelope. Not putting the broken pieces back together, but they've been put back together. Now we take even the tiniest seed and we watch it grow. And I think that's one of the reasons that Yeshua used the seed so often as a parable. It was second only to the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. The seed was his most common, most important parable. And I think it's because we see now, confirmed in molecular biology, that within the tiniest seed is the full-blown tree. It's all there. It just has to be it has to be, first of all, planted, nurtured, protected, trimmed, fed, directed to light, and then allowed to grow. And if you look at all of those stages over the last 2,000 years, that's exactly what happened. Yeshua planted a seed. For a while, it grew in darkness. It sprouted up to the light. Then it had to be nurtured, and so on and so on. You look over the last 2,000 years, and then we have just now burst forth with so many branches that we're really seeing a beautiful, diversified global community. And I am loving the diversity. because now I'm seeing that all of our diversity is really rooted in the one seed that was planted.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
It's a great parable that really can't be overworked. I mean, we could work it from a scientific perspective, from a poetic perspective, from a gardening perspective, feeding the world perspective.
Well.
You know, there is no limit to how many applications we could make to that parable, and it really is, I think, the parable of our age, because we are at this point where the planted seed is now becoming the full-grown tree. And an interesting parallel to that is that at the coming of the fullness of humanity, there will be seen by the river of life the full-grown tree of life. And so the parables just they never end. They're just woven throughout the whole New Testament.
Yeah, and astronomy shows us a picture of the universe that looks very organic. It looks like branches and vines when you look at how the galaxies all take shape.
Oh, it's so true. And one time I was traveling by air at an extremely high altitude on a super clear day where you could see all the way down to the Earth. And I was looking at the riverbanks from the major, major rivers across the continental United States. And it all looked like a giant tree.
Yeah, I've seen that too, yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Tony, you and I have had a wonderful conversation, and you allowed me to offer a lot of inspiration to our community. But I need to get back to taking some blessings. So I'm gonna open the line for I think it's Ollie. Ollie, is that you?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Ollie. How are you, Glenda?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great to hear. I want to echo what Tony said. I've been your student since, I think, for like 9 years now. And I've taken many of your webinars, and there's always a wow factor in every call, in every class, in every reading. There's always something that just expands you from within. So when Tony said that, I was like, that's so true. So I wanted to acknowledge that.
Oh, thank you, Ollie. I really appreciate that. And I pass the thanks on to Yeshua, because there's a wow factor. This comes from him. You know, there are lots of well, shall we say, universal good ideas that get repeated over and over again by most of the thoughtful, inspired teachers. And so a lot of common good thoughts get recirculated. But in his teaching, there's always something. There's always at least a few things that are like a third stage rocket. They just take off and take us to where we've never gone before.
Yeah. True originality and inspiration and growth. I mean, really, really.
It really, really is. And so I just love it. I can't wait till I'm in the middle of writing something. And I don't even worry if I start off in ways that maybe I've written before or I've heard someone else inspire me with before, because I know it's just a matter of a few sentences, a few words, a few paragraphs until all of a sudden the rocket ship's going to launch, you know, and he's going to come on board, and I go, wow. So you think you go, wow, so do I.
That's great. I also wanted to request blessings. I have a list of four people. They're all going through different things.
Okay.
That would be okay.
Sure.
My friend Minnie, She needs some guidance and direction to take some next challenging steps in her life. So I know Jeshua can help with that.
Oh, sure.
My brother Georgie, he's starting on a new professional venture, and just, you know, to make sure everything is good for him. And my mother, who has her two knees, her meniscus have been torn, so we're going to see the doctor. She's having difficulty walking, so to see how we can, if Jeshua can find the right resource or way to improve her quality of life. And my friend, I told you it was a long list. My friend Jeannie, who was fired from her job, she needs to find a new job. So those are the four requests.
Okay. Well, you have them on your list also, and I know you'll have them in your heart. So
yes.
As you do your prayer, remember them, and they are here on my list. And committed into my heart. Thank you so much, Oli. And God bless you.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
And here's Mara. Hi, Mara.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Well, I had called ahead of Eddie, but of Tony, I mean, not ahead of him. After he talked and then Ollie came in, and they both, I just want to add to the list of people that are expressing the great gratitude to you for the classes, and of course, first of all, the Yeshua. I wanted to express, something that happened to me this weekend that was all by what we would think of by chance, but I'm not so sure that it was. But I have been, I had happened to listen, almost turned it off on the TV, and then decided I caught a couple of words and decided I'd stay on. But I've been hearing from three, I think, different commentators this weekend how they feel this tremendous confidence, even though there appears to be so much chaos and so many things that appear to be so destructive. And it's, some of them talked about it historically, others talked about it more in the current moment, but they were all telling stories about the unknown things that people were doing that were so, they were so right on the mark. I mean, they were activities that they were involved in, and expressions about the need to go into the inner self and to certainly not ignore history, but to move on out of isolation and power struggles and more cooperation and unity and all that. And I thought, oh, this is a real reinforcement for what Glenda's saying, is to look beyond the problems. And that's what these different ones were doing. And I was so, it's very exciting when you actually can put so many different pieces together that inspire you, and to recognize that some of the teachings of Yeshua are actually coming into formation. They're more than sprouting, some of them.
Oh yeah, they're full. Some of them are really, really reaching out with branches to the sun.
Yes, and it's it's very encouraging and very thrilling, really.
It is. It is.
I just wanted to mention that. And thank you for, because I would have never recognized this context before, all these classes I've taken along with the rest of you. And also I would like to give thanks for all of the known and the unknown help that I have, that my family has received through the blessings, I believe, and that stretches out. It doesn't stay with that. It introduces you to new people who may not be, you know, they may not be taking these classes, but they are on, they're in motion, they're looking, they're searching. And it's a very exciting thing to see. And I would like to give thanks for all of those blessings. And I'm so happy to be a part of this motion of
thank you, Maura. And you know, you're so right, because when it comes to truth, it doesn't matter who speaks it. It doesn't matter where we find it.
No, it, in fact, it can be in nothing more than, well, yesterday, I was standing in the produce department at the grocery store, and we've had some rather not pleasant anti-colored people, ranging from, you know, brown to black to whatever. And it always hurts one. And I whenever I hear it, I keep thinking of, it's not hurting just the people that it is thrown at, but it's also hurting, the rest of society and the person who's saying it.
Oh, absolutely. It hurts all of us.
A young man came up to me out of the blue at the counter, and he said, "Good morning," and started talking. And I thought, wow, good morning. But there are so many signs.
Yeah. There are. Yes, there are, Maura. Well, thank you so much for that. And for your inspiration. Was there anyone in particular, a blessing you wanted to ask for?
My things, yes. My blessings are for my whole family.
Okay.
Both in gratitude and that they will stay on the path and we'll all keep courage.
Oh, yes. All right, Maura. We love you so much. So much.
I love you too.
Okay. God bless you. I'm going to take a wireless caller. Don't have a number yet. Now I do. It's from area code 413.
Good morning, Glenda. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Hi. Just wanted to just first express so much gratitude, so many blessings. So many ways I've been taken care of and guided and assisted in the path of light, and so blessed. So, and being part of this community, such a blessing. So I wanted to ask specifically, I have a friend named Dave who's in San Diego, and he's having a really hard time. He's about to be homeless, and it's just kind of really it feels very stuck and hopeless. So I want to ask for some blessing for him.
Oh, sure.
And then the other blessing, I've said a few things when I've called here before about how I just purchased a house here and just so blessed about. Yeah, and so it's all amazing. And at this point in the process, I'm looking for a tenant to rent the upstairs part of the house. So I just wanted to ask her a blessing for a really loving person to come, the right person that I can help and that can help me, and that there will be beautiful synergy and harmony. And so, yeah, I just wanted to ask her a special blessing for that.
Okay. Great. All right.
Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you, and God bless you, honey.
God bless.
I have another caller from area code 413.
Hi, my name is Roberto Christian from Amherst, Massachusetts.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Hi, I think there was an echo at the beginning. Who are you?
Roberto Christian from Amherst.
Oh, okay. All right. So nice to have you on the call.
Thank you. I'm just asking for myself healing. There's some changes going in my life and for guidance.
All right. We sure will. We sure will. And thank you for being with us. Is this your first time with us?
No, I've been here before, but lately I was more in the summer. I'm a friend of Sarah in Amherst.
Okay. All right. I understand. Great. Well, welcome, and I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you.
So we are just about at the 30-minute mark. We have time for maybe one more caller if someone wants to ask for a blessing, or I can simply elaborate on what we've spoken about before. I think that we are really, that we should take on faith, that we are facing an opportunity for growth and expansion, for development of a very, very positive nature. I know, you know, none of us are naive. We know there are troubles in the world. We know there are still conflicts. We know there are political forces at work that are not always bent on human benevolence. But I think we've rounded the curve to where all of us are beginning to see we either work together or we fall apart. And most of the people I'm seeing in the public arena are really taking a more cooperative view. There's less arguing. There's less disputing. There's more, okay, well, we don't have the same idea, but how can we work together? There's more of that than I have seen in a long time. And I am so glad to see that, because it means that we will have more of that. We have a caller from area code 215, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Sandy, calling from Ojai, California, and I wanted to ask for blessings for the people in Montecito here who just are going through horrific mudslide aftermath, and people died and people are missing, and it's pretty bad. So I'd love to ask for blessing for all of those who were victims of it or who have had losses or lost their home, or you know, anybody that's really going through it due to the mudslides and the floods.
I certainly will, and I think that's a very, very good point. And to the people to all of the people who have been through devastating earth challenges in this last year, from fires to mudslides to hurricanes, tsunamis, cyclones, and bitter North Arctic weather coming in that has caused dangerous chilling factors in Canada and the northern United States and across Europe. So we ask for the blessings of everyone who is having a challenge with the growing pains of Mother Earth, that we can still love her. And even in our challenge, we find a way to be still in love with our beautiful blue marble, our beautiful mother, and know that she has her troubles and her turmoils. And we offer a blessing for our earth, that she may undergo her changes with the least amount of trauma to all of her children, including the animals and the plants and the waters and the fish. And, of course, our brothers and sisters living around the world. So I think that's a lovely way to move into our blessing for today. If you will just be seated, relaxed, allow your attention to fall into your heart. Move it out of your thinking mind. It can be in your greater mind as long as you're not focused upon subjects and thoughts and processes and asking questions and whatabouts. This is a time to just surrender to the grace of God, the love of God, and the miracles that can come from it. For we are now in the hands of God. We are now cradled by the energy of the Holy Spirit in the heart of Christ and empowered by his love. I will say an invocation to him, and I would ask blessing givers to join me by standing. The rest of you, please be seated and be ready to say your prayers when mine is complete. For 3 minutes, we will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit. And we send it into your heart, your spirit, your life, your world around you, and everyone in your life. Oh, Lord, we pray that your love abide within us and be the answer to all things, that we may know that in our greatest trouble, love is the answer. In our greatest triumph, love is still the answer. Not our glory, but the love that carried us to accomplishment. In all of our seeking, love is the answer. In all of our times of aloneness, love is the answer. In all of our times of healing, love is the answer. We find within love the seed which, when planted, becomes the full-blown solution to whatever problem we have. We know that love will carry us up above our troubles in life. It will carry us into our creation that exceeds our problems in life. And it will allow us the humility of surrender to ask for help in all of our issues in life, because we accomplish nothing alone. We accomplish everything with you, with our fellow man, with our beautiful earth, and with all the items of your creation that have been supplied to us for our nourishment, our support, our healing, and our inspiration. We ask you now to be with each person who has come to this community today to receive your blessings, and with each person that is loved by each person, and each person that is loved by each person that is loved by each person, that among us we shall build a chain around the world that shall empower and strengthen your love and your glory forever. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest for at least 7 minutes and allow the love and grace and sweet spirit of God to surround you, enfold you, fill you, nurture you, bless you, and simply be with you. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you again next Sunday.